Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. Welcome to the second broadcast this evening of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Happy Halloween to you and yours, and also horrific Halloween for the party pooper that decided to plow into a biking trail, killing several, injuring several, and thank God police were able to apprehend him alive, you know. So this is like breaking news, and there's breaking news going on right here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. But thank you for tuning in to the last broadcast. It was very interesting. I learned a lot during the last broadcast, and also hope to learn a lot during this one. But a point that one of my new Facebook friends, who is a Avon manager, one interesting point that she made, that when, like, if a kid appears to be and is actually over age, appears to look over age, too old to be knocking on your door saying trick or treat, she stated for safety purposes to not question that person's age. Just go ahead and provide them with the candy and go on, because you do not want a dispute to start, you know. So that is a good safety tip, and many probably don't think about that, because when you see someone that's look as old as you, you think, oh my God, you know. I remember when I was a kid, and kids that appear or were actually grown were trick-or-treating. I mean, I would think that, but when that is a good safety tip. Just go along with the plan. They're holding their bags open. And there are some kids that are like 12 and they look 30. But then there are actually some grown people that will be out trick-or-treating, you know. And as I just discussed last show, I mean, I guess trick-or-treating is for any age anyway, right? If you really look at trick-or-treating. So here's some information from SafeKids.org. Halloween safety, because pedestrian injuries are the most common injuries to children on Halloween. Remind trick-or-treaters of these tips. Stay in a group and communicate where they would be going. Remember reflective tape for costumes and trick-or-treat bags. Carry a cell phone for quick communication. And again, I'm Safe Kids, and also looking on the website, American Academy of Pediatrics. And I shared that article too. So those are some tips from Safe Kids, and these are tips from, again, American Academy of Pediatrics, dedicated to the health of all children. And Halloween safety tips, and there's a video, so I'll reshare it. Halloween, and some people are already out trick-or-treating, and my nieces are having a blast because it's Amia's birthday also. So, again, happy birthday again, Amia. She came in on the last broadcast. Halloween is an exciting time of year for kids, and to help ensure they have a safe holiday, here are some tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP. Feel free to excerpt these tips or use them in your, well, you don't need to know those notes. That's for broadcasters and people, you know, news reporters and so on. All dressed up, plan costumes that are bright and reflective. Make sure that shoes fit well and that costumes are short enough to prevent tripping, entanglement, or contact with flame. Consider adding reflective tape or striping to costumes and trick-or-treat bags for greater visibility. Because masks can limit or block eyesight, consider non-toxic makeup and decorative hats as safer alternatives. Hats should fit properly to prevent them from sliding over eyes. Makeup should be tested ahead of time on a small patch of skin to ensure there are no unpleasant surprises on the big day. When shopping for costumes, wigs, and accessories, look for and purchase those with a label clearly indicating they are flame resistant. If a sword, cane, or stick is a part of your child's costume, make sure it's not sharp or long. A child may be easily hurt by these accessories if he stumbles or trips. Do not use decorative contact lenses without an eye examination and a prescription from an eye care professional. While the packaging on decorative lenses will often make claims such as one size fits all or no need to see an eye specialist, obtaining decorative contact lenses without this prescription is both dangerous and illegal. This can cause pain, inflammation, and serious eye disorders and infections, which may lead to permanent vision loss. Review with children how to call 911 or the local emergency number if they ever have an emergency or become lost. Carving a niche. Small children should never carve pumpkins. Children can draw a face with markers, then parents can do the cutting. Consider using a flashlight or glow stick instead of a candle to light your pumpkin. If you do use a candle, a votive candle is safest. Candle-lit pumpkins should be placed on a sturdy table away from curtains and other flammable objects, and not on a porch or any path where visitors may pass close by. They should never be left unattended. Home safe home. To keep home safe for visiting trick-or-treaters, parents should remove from the porch and front yard anything a child could trip over, such as garden hoses, toys, bikes, and lawn decorations. Parents should check out outdoor lights and replace burnt-out bulbs. Wet leaves or snow should be swept from sidewalks and steps. Restrain pets so they do not inadvertently jump on or bite trick-or-treaters. On the trick-or-treat trail, a parent or responsible adult should always accompany young children on their neighborhood rounds. Obtain flashlights with fresh batteries for all children and their escorts. If your older children are going alone, plan and review the route that is acceptable to you. Agree on a specific time when they should return home. Only go to homes with a porch light on and never enter a home or car for a treat. Because pedestrian injuries are the most common injuries to children on Halloween, remind trick-or-treaters, stay in a group and communicate where they will be going. Remember reflective tape for costumes and trick-or-treat bags. Carry a cell phone for quick communication. Remain on well-lit streets and always use the sidewalk. If no sidewalk is available, walk at the far edge of the roadway facing traffic. Never cut across yards or use alleys. Only cross the street as a group and establish crosswalks as recognized by local custom. Never cross between parked cars or out driveways. Don't assume the right-of-way. Motorists may have trouble seeing. Trick-or-treaters, just because one car stops doesn't mean others will. Law enforcement authorities should be notified immediately of any suspicious or unlawful activity. And a healthy Halloween, a good meal prior to parties and trick-or-treating would discourage youngsters from filling up on Halloween treats. Consider purchasing non-food treats for those who visit your home, such as coloring books or pens and pencils. Wait until children are home to sort and check treats. Though tampering is rare, a responsible adult should closely examine all treats and throw away any spoiled, unwrapped, or suspicious items. Try to ration treats for the days and weeks following Halloween. So those are some awesome tips, and I am sharing those tips right now throughout social media. So those are pretty good. And again, you can contact me at my email, cultureshockinc_beth@gmail.com. I still have my Yahoo, but I have the worst trouble with my password. So you can email me there, contact me throughout Facebook, Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur, and also at the James Franco Project Group. Also LinkedIn.com/IN/BethanySWilliamsEntrepreneur. Also I am on Snapchat, so thank you for those that have added me. And I'm my Snapchat friends. I'm still studying it and all that good stuff. So that's at Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT. We'll be creating a Twitter for the James Franco Project Closed Group from Facebook. Big shout out to all new members and all members that have been part of the group since it was created early in the summer, like 5 months ago. Big shout out. It's just amazing. Thank you again, Facebook, for recognizing the group, and we really appreciate your support. It is an amazing vision. And thank you also, a big shout out to James Franco. He's been doing good things. Not only have he been scaring people to death, but he's been visiting kids at children's hospitals and spending time with their parents and reading books. The Cat in the Hat, a book I recently read to my niece Aaliyah. Got them an awesome collection of Dr. Seuss books. Dr. Seuss, I have loved Dr. Seuss since I was a kid. Still love them. And so I sent a Cat in the Hat book in his hand on the picture that I had seen. So big shout out for him. See, I tell you guys, he do a lot of good things in the community. Just not one of those people that must have, a fanfare and spotlight everywhere. And again, thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm not through sharing some safety tips. There are more, but that was a real important safety tip that I tell you about. If you see someone that appears to be older than what they are, than what they're presenting themselves as, just go along with it and don't dispute that. Just don't want a argument or, anybody say, well, just give me the candy, forget about it. You know, you never know. So just be a happy camper and, just deal with it. And next, so I'm going to look at some safety tips for adults, which that was an important safety tip for adults or any person that's answering the door for trick-or-treaters. And then there are some more tips. But are pretty much the same as the ones I shared. Supervise all children should be accompanied by an adult when trick-or-treating. Stand out where bright colors are possible or you can add reflective tape. And check it first. Dangerous paint and grease can cause serious harm to young children. And that's pretty much to anybody. And then for adults, USA Today shared tips. My notes just blinked up. I don't know what happened to me. USA Today has an article regarding safety tips for adults, but another article that I was checking out will... Okay. Here are tips for everyone, but check out USA Today also. Halloween safety tips for everyone. Halloween safety may be the last thing on your radar if all you're either out trick-or-treating, at home handing out candy, or hosting a spooky party, like as of now, right now. Is there really anything that's scary to think about? Actually, there is, and it's not ghosts. Goblins, gals, or things that go bump in the night. Halloween facts. If you drink and drive, you may spend more money on legal fees and penalties than the money you spend on many years of Halloween costumes. If someone is injured on your property, you could be held liable. If you serve alcohol at your Halloween party, you may be responsible for any accidents caused by intoxicated minors. So, be mindful. If you're a business or individual with a liquor license and continue serving a visibly intoxicated person, you may be liable for any accidents that's caused. And then, here are some important stats, and I love stats. And, twice as many children... Twice as many child pedestrians are killed on Halloween night than on any other night of the year. 77% of parents report feeling fearful around Halloween, and the reasons include a child being hit by a car or truck, 31%, poisoning from tampered or spoiled treats, 24%, abductions, 15%, falls, 4%. 12% of parents report that their child age 5 or younger is allowed to trick-or-treat without adult supervision. 40% of parents allow one or more unsafe items in their child's costume, including masks, long or loose clothing, and a sword, stick, or other sharp object. If you do have some fear around Halloween that's not caused by horror movies, you're not alone. But you shouldn't have to feel fearful as you host a fun get-together or as your children go trick-or-treating. That's why it's important to be informed and take the proper precautions to promote safety. Keep reading for some quick tips on what you can do to prevent accidents from happening this season, or take a look at your Halloween infographic for more information. Halloween safety tips for adults. Supervise all children should be accompanied by an adult when trick-or-treating. And I'm repeating this because I'm going to go through something else. Stand out. Wear bright colors if possible, or you can add reflective tape to door costumes. Who are you going to call? Put emergency identification on costumes on your child's wrist. I know I'm reminding some people right now. Include your name, phone number, and address in case they get separated. Check it first. Dangerous paint ingredients can cause serious harm to young children. Make sure you know exactly what's in your child's face paint. Mask dangers. Young children shouldn't wear masks depending on the child's size. They could cause breathing problems or obstructed vision. Treat inspectors. Make sure you look at all your kids' candy first. Throw away any unwrapped or unsealed pieces. 911. Teach your children the emergency number just in case. Don't drive. If you're able, avoid driving during trick-or-treating. Be alert. If you're driving, always watch for children crossing the street. Likewise, if you're out with your kids, make sure the road is clear. Never drink and drive. Halloween is great for parties, but sometimes that means drinking. Never get behind the wheel after you have had alcohol. Halloween safety tips for kids. Buddy system, never trick-or-treat alone. Stranger danger, never go inside a stranger's house. Remember, adults, too, don't go in a stranger's house. Lights on, only trick-or-treat in houses with their lights on. Pet problems, exactly, that's what I was thinking. You know, always be mindful of your pets, mindful of our pets, my pet, BJ, and we have other pets. Pet problems, watch out for animals. They may be confused by all the Halloween happenings and act aggressive. Carry a light, take a flashlight with you so you don't trip or fall on anything dangerous. Crosswalks, never cross between cars or between big bushes and trees. When you cross the street, use the crosswalk. Neighborhoods, always trick or treat in a familiar neighborhood. In familiar neighborhoods and at home or people you know. See clearly, take your mask off in between houses so you're better able to see. Hollywood safety for homeowners. Keep it clear. Clear steps and lawns of any tripping hazards, electric cords and hoses. Pet protection. Put any pets away. The sights and sounds of Halloween may be frightening to them, too, which could lead to aggressive behavior. Pathways. Keep your sidewalks and pathways clear lit. Store-bought. Save the homemade treats for another time. Party safe. If you're having a party, don't provide alcohol to minors. Okay? And so this comes from Pennsylvania. Know the social host laws of Pennsylvania, but you know your laws in each and every state. So that's pretty much the law in every state too, right? It is. I'm quite sure. So thank you again for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I hope your Halloween night is a very safe one and festive one. And thank you again for your love and your prayers for myself, my mother, and my loved ones and family. And happy Halloween until the next broadcast, which is scheduled for tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And also, my friend Belinda Renee will be returning soon to talk about Pure Romance. Yes. So she'll be returning soon. So stay tuned. But thank you again. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and really appreciate your love and support. God bless.